WPFW, Washington.
Thelonious Monk will be the focus of a performance at Twins Jazz next weekend by Jeff Antoniuk, and Jeff is on the line right now. Jeff, welcome to WPFW.
Hey, thank you. Nice talking to you.
Great. So you're doing a sort of a Monk retrospective next weekend at Twins, and what else will you be doing?
Well, that's it. We're really committing both of those nights to music by Monk. He wrote so many wonderful tunes and fun to play and challenging to play. So I've been having a great time for the last month, you know, digging into some new songs that are a little bit off the beaten path, maybe a couple new arrangements of some classic ones. So there'll be some good stuff to listen to this weekend.
Well, that's really awesome. Who's going to be performing with you this weekend?
Yeah, it's fortunately I've got my regular group,
good.
Jazz Update.
Okay,
and
fantastic.
Those are really some of the finest players in the Mid-Atlantic. It's Tom Baldwin on the bass, Wade Beach on piano, Tony Martucci on drums. So if you go out to hear jazz, you certainly know those names or you've seen them play.
Absolutely, they are DC veterans, and God, I hate to tell you how far back Wade and I go. I used to hear him at, I guess it was Moore's Love and Peace out in Northeast before he went into the service, or he was just getting into it.
Oh, that's great.
And so we've been friends. In fact, he had me do liner notes for one of the Air Force bands, the hard bop band that featured some Cedar Walton compositions and stuff.
Oh, so that's again, wonderful. Well, if
you know,
any listeners out there haven't heard Wade Beach play,
you know,
he is a force of nature. And, you know, just an astounding piano player,
right,
but with amazing musical taste. So come down to Twins Friday or Saturday night. You'll be in for a great surprise.
We're talking with Jeff Antoniuk, and he's going to be featuring the music of Thelonious Monk at Twins Jazz. With him will be Wade Beach, Tony Martucci, and Tom Baldwin. Tony, again, another mainstay, and Tom and I have developed friendships outside of out of the music sphere also. Jeff, for folks who may be new to your music, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and what have you been doing in terms of not only performance but in jazz education also.
Well, you bet. You know, I'm actually speaking to you from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada right now. I'm up in my hometown in Canada visiting family and playing a gig here tomorrow night. And, you know, so this is where I'm from, where however cold it is there, subtract 20 or 30 degrees,
right,
that's what it's like
so.
Here right now. So,
right,
you know, be happy.
It's been rather
happy,
pleasant.
Be warm.
Right, right. It was so pleasant. I rode my bicycle yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
68
well,
degree
yeah,
weather.
So I'm originally from Canada and wanted to study this amazing music of jazz and wanted to do it right. So I went to one of the most famous universities, really the first school on earth that offered a degree in jazz, going way back to the 40s. And this is the University of North Texas.
Absolutely.
So I went there, did my undergrad, master's degree in jazz and ethnomusicology. I was also very interested in the precursors of jazz going back to West Africa. So I studied that music, and through a long series of events, grants from the National Endowment for the Arts and teaching here, teaching there, ended up in the D.C. area about 14 years ago. And this is very, very pleased and proud to call D.C. home now. I taught up at Towson University for 5 or 6 years. And as you alluded to, aside from playing quite a bit with, you know, myself and my group, the Jazz Update, music education has always been very important to me, and I love teaching and sort of fell into working especially with adult amateurs and semi-pros, people who play on the side, love jazz, you know, have the regular day job, but you know, maybe doing some gigs on the weekend, aspiring to do that sort of thing. So started a couple different opportunities for adults in the D.C. area to study with really the best players in town, the folks we were talking about, Tony Martucci or Tom Williams on the trumpet, or we could, you know, name the go down a long list of great players that we've hired to teach for us. So in conjunction with the Monk concert that we have coming up this Friday and Saturday at Twins, we are also producing a clinic on Saturday afternoon through In-Depth Jazz Clinics. And certainly people could go online and look at indepthjazz.com. And we're doing a theory clinic, actually. And we've got a great collection of adult singers and instrumentalists who are coming who want to dig into jazz a little more. They want to understand it a little deeper. These folks perhaps play and sing. Maybe they're coming from a folk background or a classical tradition or rock or whatever it is, and want to dig a little bit deeper into finding out what's going on with this music. So we're doing a day-long theory clinic this Saturday, and actually still have some openings. So if anyone is open, interested in this, indepthjazz.com, we can get you more information. And the cool thing is we've combined this with our monk concerts. So the examples that we'll be talking about Saturday at this jazz theory clinic will all be taken from Thelonious Monk's music. He essentially wrote the book on bebop and modern jazz. So all of the devices that we'll be talking about that are theoretical, well, of course, Monk used them all. So it's nice that we can tie this together.
I've been reading Robin Kelly's biography of Monk and his focus on the compositions and what Monk was doing and how the early years were a struggle, but again, it was a matter of really sticking to his guns as a composer and indeed as a performer. And it's really intriguing. So why did you select Monk for this focus?
Well, he's just one of my favorite composers and personalities of all time. Of course, everybody that knows even a little about Monk knows about his eccentric look or behavior, the quirkiness of his tunes. And I love humor. And I try to, well, I don't know. I was going to say I try to put it in my plank. I don't. It sort of just comes out. That's
sure,
who I am.
Sure.
So I feel a real affinity to Monk, and I look at him as one of my heroes, of someone whose personality was so connected to his playing and his writing. And to me, I love it when artists, when you get to know the person, their art makes that much more sense. So I've always loved Monk for that reason. His songs are wonderfully challenging, and they're just the most amazing framework to improvise over. For that reason, both of the Jazz Update CDs have Thelonious Monk tunes on them. Our first CD from a couple years ago called Here Today, we did a not very often recorded tune of Monk's called 4-in-1.
It's
very interesting, notey kind of tune, so we'll be doing that
absolutely
definitely at Twins
in
this
fact,
weekend.
It's queued up. We'll be playing that in our next set after we finish our
excellent
conversation.
Excellent. So, and right, our new CD, which is entitled Brotherhood, yeah, we did sort of a mashup of one of Monk's tunes along with a Tad Dameron tune. It just sort of turned out that way, and you know, rap artists are doing a lot of the sampling and mashups and things like that, so we did our acoustic Monk version of a mashup.
Right. Before we get into the music, every summer you do a jazz camp for adults, and I know it's coming into the fall. We got a long ways off, but do you plan to do that again next year?
Absolutely. Next year, next summer, each July, it's called Maryland Summer Jazz. And that grew out of the education things that we've been talking about. And a lot of our students had been flying to a famous jazz camp in Kentucky run by Jamie Abersold. Anybody that studied jazz knows him as one of the great sort of inventors of jazz pedagogy. And people started asking me, well, hey, is there anything in New York? Is there anything around here? I did a little research, and there was nothing that really focused on adults. There are fabulous local musicians like Paul Carr, you know, a very good friend, a fabulous sax player. He does some stuff for kids. Of course, Blues Alley has their youth orchestra. All these things, but nothing that was really built for an adult professional to come in and learn from the great local players, and indeed national and international players. So we started Maryland Summer Jazz, and as I said, this summer will be our ninth year. We get a fabulous cross-section of local players and professors, as well as people coming in from out of town. So we've had a number of Grammy winners, Latin Grammy winners, on our faculty. So this isn't just kind of messing around. We're getting real deal people in.
Oh,
to,
absolutely.
Teach and play.
You know, it's like I've worked with the Blues Alley Youth Summer Camps doing a little jazz history component for the mm-hmm. teenagers, which has been working out very well, and it's it's really fun to see some of the younger musicians that have been coming up and getting into the music. But focusing in on adults is really sort of the untested area that you've really pioneered in for this area. And I know a lot of musicians are really grateful for that.
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity to do it. I love working with kids, and I've done it forever. But it's very fun working with adults who have probably listened to jazz for 30 some years and are now trying to understand the nuts and bolts behind it. So it's great because they've got all this music in their ears and thousands of hours of music in their brains, and now it's a matter of sort of labeling things and trying to find out where that leads. So I have a wonderful time with all these great adult students here in D.C., Baltimore, Annapolis.
So, again, there will be some workshops this weekend in conjunction with the performance at Twins Jazz at 1344 U Street. Again, Jeff, you'll be having Tom Baldwin, Wade Beach, and Tony Martucci working with you, your regular ensemble. Tell us again why you selected to mash up, as you put it, Hot House with Evidence.
Well, we were putting together the CD, and as always, I had 25 tunes I wanted to record and had room for 8 or 9, and whittled it down. I could not decide between Evidence and Hot House, and we were getting to a couple days before the session, and I don't know what made me think of it, but it's like, wait a minute, I wonder if these tunes can work at the same time. Now, they're in different keys. Oftentimes get played at different tempos. The chord changes, the structure, nothing about these tunes has anything to do with each other. Hot House has a million notes. Evidence has a couple. And I put them together in my head, and it seemed to work. I took it into the band, and it worked amazingly. Two tunes. Right. We didn't adjust any keys. We didn't adjust anything.
Okay.
They worked together perfectly.
This is going to be awesome. We're going to get into that right now as we conclude the interview. Evidence has an interesting history. It was based upon Just You, Just Me, and then he called it Justice, and then he changed the title to Evidence. Monk had a way of
That's right. If you want justice,
stuff.
You need evidence.
Right. So, again, this is Jeff Antoniuk and his mashup of Hot House and Evidence. He'll be featuring the music of Thelonious Monk at Twins Jazz this Friday and Saturday, 1344 U Street. Jeff, thanks for touching base, giving us a call from where are you? Alberta, Canada.
Alberta.
So, unfortunately, I'll be in sunny Arizona next weekend watching my grandson do a baseball clinic and tournament, and I'm visiting my daughter who lives out there in Arizona, so I won't be able to catch this set, but I'll be catching you the one coming around the next time, and we'll be talking again about the jazz summer camp when that approaches.
Hey, well, I appreciate that. And I tell you what, any of your listeners who are not going to Arizona this weekend, I would love to see you down at Twins.
Jeff, thanks again for talking with us. And I know it's going to be a sold-out performance, and we really appreciate the call.
That's great, Rusty. Thanks for your time.
We'll be right back.
This is WPFW 89.3 in Washington. Just heard two pieces by Jeff Antoniak and Jazz Update from his recording Brotherhood. We heard a mashup of Hot House by Tad Dameron and Evidence by Thelonious Monk. And then we segued into the recording here today and we heard 4-in-1. And again, Jeff Antoniak will be featuring the music of Thelonious Monk at Twins Jazz next Friday and Saturday, 1344 U Street. And So feature his band, Jazz Update, with Tom Baldwin on bass, Wade Beach on piano, Tony Martucci on drums, and Jeff Antoniak on the saxophones.